Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy, or are you gonna bite?
Yeah, yeah.
There are several sacred things in this world that you don't ever mess with. One of them happens to be another man's fries. Now you remember that, and you'll live a long and healthy life.
Just us, the cameras, and those wonderful people out there in the dark.
Science fiction. The wave of the future.
I wonder where a guy, an everyday Joe like myself, could find a little action.
Bye.
Yeah.
Welcome to Comic-Con, a geek podcast for the rest of us. A geek podcast for the rest.
Somebody loves that Joel Kinnaman, man. Somebody's in that fan club.
He had me at day one. Yeah,
man. What do you have you at? He had you at what?
You want to know what he really had? We're just going to jump into it. Joel Kinnaman had me at Altered Carbon.
I was going to say that first season was pretty crazy,
Altered
right?
Altered Carbon and Joel Kinnaman. Mm. I was like, this guy is ready.
The second season wasn't bad, but it wasn't the same.
No, it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same.
Old Mackie.
Captain Murray, he couldn't pull it off. Like,
something Joel. About that Kinnaman, huh? But you love that Kinnaman, that Swedish actor.
Yeah.
Six foot what? 6 foot what? 6 foot three, four?
He's tall. Handsome. Blunt. He's a heartthrob.
He was a tall Swede.
Tall Swede. Yeah.
His American accent is always kind of funny because he leans a little into the. So what are you talking about, man? What are you trying to say?
Right, he has
nah, yo.
But I like it. I like it.
Omar liked him too, you know.
Yeah,
Omar liked him a lot.
I love it.
You love it. You love that Kinnaman, and you've been talking about Kinnaman for as long as I can remember. You want to see Kinnaman in that bat suit one day.
I wanted him in the Batman. I never saw, like, can't you see that cowl over that jawline right there?
Look at that. You know, I'll give you this. Now that I'm seeing, for the folks at home that can't see this, or maybe they're driving in your car, maybe you're working out of the gym, maybe you're in your cubicle, maybe you're in prison. You know, let's not forget about the prisoners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got our ZWM Box 350 backgrounds up, you know, because we stepped up the budget.
I love it. Love it. It came through in the SAG just a little bit.
Just a little bit. And the Motomoto here is literally disappearing in Joel Kinnaman right now. He's like, you're snug up in Joel Kinnaman. Kinnaman is on your shoulders. Oh, he's got that smirk too. He's got that smirk. Look at that smirk. Lean back. Now look at that smirk. And you love it.
Love it. Because you don't mess with the Apple shows, do you? Because he's on For All Mankind.
I don't know what the fuck that is. I don't know. These Apple shows, man. I saw something for Foundation the other day. I said, what the fuck is this?
I think you need to jump into this Apple show. Apple shows are pretty good. Like I said, Foundation, For All Mankind, C.
Oh, C was the Momoa one, right? Where you can't see?
Right, Momoa. Okay. Yeah. All like dystopian, you know, post-humanity.
Post-apocalypse, yeah. Did George Lopez do one where he can't breathe, where it's like, it's just called Briff? Because he can't breathe?
Can't breath.
Okay. Oh man, that Kinnaman. Let's just talk about Kinnaman all night, huh?
Yeah. This is what it was about anyway. It's about Joel Kinnaman and your distaste for him.
Well, let's jump right into it then. Let's not stand on ceremony here, Mr. Wayne. Welcome to Comic-Con's podcast, Geek Podcast for the rest of us. Who are the motherfucking rest of us? My name is Nick Stevens. I am your host, but Wayne, aren't we all trying to get through another night? Looking at this Kinnaman with Mr. James Powell, the Monomoto Mamanamahashi. You know, I love that you take time out of your evening doing whatever it is you're doing, whether you're beating criminals on a rooftop to a bloody pulp, or maybe you're just looking at Joel Kinnaman pictures on Google Images.
Woo! Wonder how I'm spending my Thursday nights.
How are you spending your nights? It's so good to see you. It's always good to see you. I feel like I haven't seen you in days, weeks, years.
Days of future past have passed since we've last seen each other.
Let's talk about it.
Days of Future Past or the past few days where we haven't seen each other?
Oh, let's talk about everything. Let's talk about how you and I are riding in a tractor, mm-hmm. hanging out on a Tuesday, mm-hmm. and I turn and say to you, now what would you do if Swamp Thing was just ambling through the woods right over there? You know, we passed a little swampy area, and that got us talking to, like, you asked me, well, how fast would he be? Like, would he be running or would he be walking? And I don't know what us. I mean, as one does, you know, we start waxing rhapsodically about what would happen if we saw a Swamp Thing, and then we ended up on RoboCop. And
because you don't want to see a fast Swamp Thing.
You don't want to see a fast Swamp Thing, and I don't know how I feel about a fast RoboCop.
Do we know the mileage on Swamp Thing at this point?
You know, in some of those animated series, movies, or concepts, I feel like he's had some fast moves, you know, where he's had to pull a Groot and, like, stretch out an arm or a leg or something really fast. But
because he's the basic makeup of a Clayface, and Clayface is pretty fast.
Clayface can be pretty fast.
The mud moves pretty fast.
But the swamp is slow. Right. The swamp is not fast.
Because he roots itself in the ground, correct?
Well, not just the ground. Remember, he's connected to the green. The green. The green is like, you have to say it like that too. The green. It's like a membrane. It's like an ethereal plane that connects all living things, all plants.
So it's like his speed force.
It's like his speed force. That's a fantastic analogy. See, now we're getting into it, folks.
There you go.
You didn't think we were nerds, but guess what? Yeah. Don't challenge our geek cards, right?
Right. There you go. Don't ever challenge it.
Don't ever challenge it. And don't ever question my motivations. So listen, that's what that is. Mm-hmm. He connects to the green, and he can absorb himself into that ethereal plane, and then he could be on one continent 1 minute, but then end up on the other side of the world the next minute, just by connecting through the living biosphere, you know, through the plants, through the trees, you know.
Do we know any good Swamp Thing villains? Does he have?
I think he had the he had the formaldehyde man at one point. I'm making that up. It's something with an F.
Okay.
Fluoride flip. He had something like that, and then he had of course Dr. Arcane, the scientist who opposed him in the research. They put him in the movie as well. I was about to say Wes Anderson. That'd be a whole. Imagine if Wes Anderson made a fucking Swamp Thing movie.
Oh man.
Wes Craven. Wes Craven did.
Wes
the
Craven. Yeah. Okay, that's what it is.
That's where it is. But now I want to see a Wes Anderson Swamp Thing movie. Now I'm kind of intrigued. You know, like Bill Murray shows up for a good time.
Like, and then how many seasons did Swamp Thing the TV show go?
Well, the '90s one I want to say went like one season. The animated series was like two seasons, you know. Swamp Thing, you are amazing. You make everything green.
I think he came on right after Toxic Avenger.
I want to say that was a nice block, and maybe they capped it off with Captain Planet. Who knows?
A little bit. No. I take that back. No. Captain Planet didn't mess with those guys. Captain Planet was a Turner guy. So I think I just seen him on like. Maybe TBS and was TNT. Yeah, TNT was around that time too.
He was like your. I remember my older sister and I would watch all these awesome cartoons, right, on a Saturday morning, and our interests were pretty well aligned. But then Captain Planet was on, or if we were at a hotel and Captain Planet came on, we only watched it if nothing else was on. We were never really hyped on Captain Planet. Captain Planet was like the thing that was on. Like, oh well, Gargoyles isn't on, so I guess we'll watch fucking Captain Planet. You know what I mean? Mm. It wasn't. It didn't draw us in like Turtles or Batman.
So you never your PP never got hard when those kids came together and they brought this man out the blue.
You didn't have to say it like when those kids got together.
When those kids got together, and they called this motherfucker up out the blue. That's when my dick got hard.
I'll tell you when my dick really got hard.
They're about to call this motherfucker.
I'll tell you when my dick really got hard. That goddamn RoboCop cartoon. I remember that shit. I remember that RoboCop cartoon. And then you're pointing at Kinnaman right there.
RoboCop was a what? He was an ABC show, or he was a Fox cartoon?
I want to say it was like ABC, which is crazy because the movie, the 1987 movie, is a fucking rated R, balls to the wall, violent. You know, it's filled with violence, drugs, you know, all that shit. And yet it had such a presence. It was such a success that they made fucking action figures that started a toy line, that started an animated series, that started another toy line, I think based off the animated series. And then we got two more sequels after that. We got even had a live action RoboCop show that went nowhere.
On Tubi. People, on Tubi, right. Right.
And linking back to Swamp Thing, we got, we had a new Swamp Thing show just a few years back on DC Universe.
Yeah, DC Universe brought it out.
It brought it out. So yeah.
It wasn't bad though.
So certain characters over time have just had a lasting endurance. What do you think it is about RoboCop that people just love so much that they just keep talking about it?
It was the right time.
It was the right time.
Right, right time. What is that? Like what, 87, 88? Perfect.
Yeah, 87, man.
Yeah, perfect. Everything that's memorable now came out around that time.
And we're talking about the remake. We're not talking about the 87 time. Yeah,
folks. 2014, RoboCop.
Sad to say, I would love to talk about the 87 one ad nauseum, but I usually bring it up every few episodes. So if you just listen to the show and you subscribe to the show, keep subscribing because you'll hear it again at some point. But back to the 2014. I honestly haven't seen this movie since I saw it in theaters in 2014. Mm-hmm. I watched it today. And
I went to the movies to go see it too.
I wanted to give it a shot. I actually went into it thinking it was going to be horrible. And I remember watching it with like four or five friends. We all met up at the theater to watch it. And I was pleasantly surprised that it wasn't bad. That was my reaction. Because I went into it thinking it was going to be dog shit. Because I love the original so much. Anybody that knows me knows that I fucking love that original RoboCop. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Come on. You know what I'm saying? The bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, not good theme music with the 2014 one.
Not as good. They gave us a little flare of it at the title card, mm-hmm. and they let it slip away. But it's not a bad movie.
No.
It does a decent job of telling the RoboCop story in a different way.
I mean, you, for me, 2014 RoboCop, it'll always make me stop. I don't care what part, I'll stop just to see him operate.
Just to see him do his thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You like Kinnaman transforming into RoboCop, or you just like him riding that bike?
I like him riding that bike. Mm. Yeah.
Do you like it when he says stuff like, well, I don't know, I've been through a lot. If I were you, I'd put your guns down. Like, he gets a little quippy. He doesn't get that dead or alive, you're coming with me. He's not.
He had a little bit more personality than 87.
Yeah, that Peter Weller just gave it a dead or alive, you're coming with me.
So in this RoboCop, Murphy has a little bit more of his personality. He talks a little bit more, and that's when you see Kinnaman come out.
You see Kinnaman come out. Kinnaman gives a little bit more.
Yeah,
does he have more of his body in this? I feel like in the original Peter Weller had nothing. It was just his head.
What did they take off of Murphy? They took what from Murphy? They took an arm.
They took it all. I thought
they took a hand, right?
Because I remember there's a line in the. They're asking Bob Morton, like, should we, you know, give him his hand or give him his arm? And Morton says, nah, scrap the whole thing.
Scrap all of it.
So he's all machine except for the fucking head.
Yeah.
And the brain.
And I think, and Kinnaman had most of his body still.
Well, I think he had, like, his lungs. He had his lungs and his hand and maybe some of his chest. I don't know.
So 87 Murphy was just...
Just a head.
Oh, I thought he had torso.
I don't know, man.
I know the hand was missing.
All I know is we never see any skin. We never see any skin. We don't see a cock. We don't see anything.
No, you never get that.
You never get a RoboCock.
I mean, if you search the internet long enough, you'll get the RoboCock.
Well, I'm sure you'll get the RoboCock. I'm sure there's all kinds of RoboCocks out there for anyone that's interested in exploring their body, somebody on a lonely night.
Maybe it's an attachment, you know. I would think Kinnaman's RoboCop is like it's built in its own compartment, whereas Peter Weller's RoboCop, OCP would have to attach that to him.
Well, OCP runs the cops. Yeah. You know, they'd have to run it by their protocols too.
And in this one, we don't really have a good OCP, right?
You have Omnicorp, which I think is like, and I think they mentioned at one point the parent company is OCP.
Right.
But there's no Delta City.
No Delta
City. It's just Detroit. Mm-hmm. It's just flat out Detroit. And it doesn't look as bombed out like Baghdad, like our Delta City does in the 80s.
No.
I guess because maybe Detroit's come a long way since the 80s. I don't know.
Right. It was a bad time.
It was a bad time for
Delta City back then.
Goat looks like Baghdad. And so's your face. Take off. Sorry, that's a little Sin City for you. Look at that. He's dropped off the mic and we're just looking at Kinnaman. Looking at Kinnaman.
That is a good picture. Speaking of, dropping off stuff, the fact that we have members of the Bat family in this movie, it warmed my heart, you know.
We do have members of the Bat family in this movie.
We had Gordon and we had Bruce.
You had Gordon and Bruce. You had Keaton himself playing the would-be villain, I guess. And then you had Gordon. Yeah, you had Gordon playing the benevolent scientist who's...
Gary Oldman was probably just coming off of Rises at this point.
Yeah, I guess he was just coming off of Rises. You had a pretty good supporting cast. You got Abby Cornish playing the wife. And that's another thing I was going to say. Alex Murphy's wife and his kid are heavily involved in this movie.
All right.
They didn't leave him like they did in the 80s.
Not just video images, folks.
Oh, dude.
But no, they told him. And when before they turned him in the room, they told the wife and kid, like, Murphy's dead.
I always assumed in the 87 one that...
You think it took like 2 years for him?
It took a few years for him to get together. Because he was flashing forward in his... They kept turning him up. We're going to talk about the 1987 RoboCop in this movie and on this podcast, kid.
I remember a few Christmas parties. Maybe one Christmas.
That's what I'm saying. There was a Christmas party where the sexy party. Scientist kisses him. Right. You know, we all remember that.
One Christmas party. I don't think we missed two Christmases.
Either way, they sold the house and they were gone. That bitch took the son.
They told her her husband was dead.
She didn't wait because remember he asked Lois. He asked Lois. Lois, he's like, I had a family. I don't know what happened to him. Mm-hmm. She moved on. She thought you were dead. She remarried. I think she even remarried the bitch. That's right, folks. She's a bitch. She's a bitch for leaving Alex Murphy.
Lewis said she got remarried.
I think so. I want to say that she said that shit. Like when they're in the warehouse and he's like, my targeting system seems to be off. Can you help me? And she has to help him aim and get it reconfigured, recalibrated.
How did you like that? I mean, even, you know, God rest his soul, Michael K. Williams, but would you have liked a female Lewis in this one?
100%.
Yeah.
I think he's fantastic. I'll always know him and remember him as Omar, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I think he's a pretty good actor. I've seen him in other stuff, but I feel like he wasn't... I feel like in this particular role, it could have been anybody. He wasn't really...
See, I think I would have preferred a female.
Yeah. In fact, I would have preferred Angela Bassett.
You want Angela Bassett?
I wanted Angela Bassett in the mix.
See, Lewis? Mm. Who would have been my Lewis then? I probably would have taken Taraji. I'll take Taraji P.
Taraji P. Henson. Oh, yeah.
To be my Lewis.
Well, because she can do bad all by herself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm. Right.
That's right, folks.
She could do it.
She could
do it. That's 2014. That's primetime Taraji, too. Yeah.
Primetime Taraji. You know what else is primetime?
Okay.
The Kamikazes picked this movie.
Because I know
fan base. Did you have anything to do with swaying this election, sir?
I know the fan base.
Did you sway the votes? I mean, we were going back and forth on it for a minute.
I knew where the ballots was going.
We were, though, folks. We were going to say, okay, Days of Future Past. Because for some reason, I've just never talked about Days of Future Past on this show. So we're like, all right, maybe X-Men Days of Future Past. And then we were talking about the slow swamp thing, the slow RoboCop. Which one's better, fast RoboCop or slow RoboCop? I like the slow RoboCops. You like yourself a Kinnaman RoboCop. So we threw that into the mix. Then we were talking about GoldenEye for some reason, and that came in the mix. We got 57% of our listeners voted for RoboCop.
All right.
I think 29% voted for GoldenEye. And the remaining 14%, the lowest number, actually voted for Days of Future Past.
Right.
People got that X-Men, and I think people got superhero in general, superhero fatigue.
Superhero fatigue. We're tired of it.
People don't want to talk about men in tights anymore.
No more. It's enough.
A lot of people got hard for this RoboCop, and you called it. You have your finger on the pulse, don't you?
It's enough.
Yeah.
He had a cool suit. I thought he had a cool suit. I even think he has a cooler gun.
You like that black suit, and he does have a. It's a bigger gun, isn't it?
It's a bigger gun.
I don't know. I like that original, man.
Bigger is better.
I like that original. You know,
shooting blanks.
Oh, I love that shit. I love that shit. But you like the black suit. Did you catch the homage in this? I don't know if you rewatched it like I did, but there's a little homage to the old school suit when they're going through the different slides.
Mm-hmm.
And the main guy in marketing is showing Jay Baruchel, I think, is showing Keaton. It's like, yeah, well, we got these marketing love. Kids love these ones that transform. And they're all like, there's one that has like cop lights on it. And then there's the silver one, the old school, the OG silver one was on one of those. They gave a little shout out. There's actually quite a few 87 shout outs in this movie, which I appreciate.
The thing is, I thought there was enough fan love for this movie to get a sequel, at least.
You think so? You think enough people like the 2014 one to get a sequel?
I thought at the time it was enough people out there to at least want to push for a sequel, and we get that, you know, Ed 209 type shit in the sequel.
It definitely ends abruptly as fuck.
Right, right.
I rewatched it again, and like, I think the movie starts off really strong, and then the last final arc is kind of underwhelming to me. Like, there's a CGI moment where he's fighting these fake ass Ed 209s.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not real Ed 209s. They're like your fake ass versions, like your new and improved versions. But he's like doing the, you know, somersaults over them. He's super fast. He's doing fucking Tai Chi moves and shit. You know,
like my only gripe with the suit is that it showed his full face. You know, I didn't need to see that. Didn't need to see his face at all.
I think it cuts off at the top though, when the visor comes down.
It kind of it showed here and there.
Oh, okay, you don't like that.
Don't like it. I don't need to see Murphy anymore.
It's no Judge Dredd.
You're not talking about Stallone Dredd. You're talking about
I do love that Stallone Judge Dredd. We've talked about that. But
that
Carl Urban remake, man.
Yeah.
That Carl Urban.
And that deserve a sequel.
That definitely fucking deserved a sequel.
Because he was so damn good.
I fucking loved that Dredd remake.
Yeah.
That Carl Urban one. That was the acting in that, even Urban was fucking Dredd.
Right. He got into that shit.
He got into that shit.
And that's kind of what I wanted from Kinnaman, to get really into RoboCop. Like, I wanted him to be full on Terminator.
Arnold. I will say this, because we're getting, I think this movie does a better job of exploring the trauma of what it would be like to be killed, so to speak, brought back to life and put in a machine. Like, this movie explores the PTSD a little bit better. Yeah. Mm. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the 87 didn't really get... 87, we just jump right into action.
He has one meltdown scene when he's walking through that empty fucking house, and he sees the video footage of, I love you. I have something to say to you. Hey, Dad, look! You know? And he's having all the memories. But this has like... I mean, he assesses his son's like emotional stress, his wife's emotional stress. He never even got the fucker. You know, the goddamn car bomb blows him up before he even got to blow his nuts. So he had the blue balls when he fucking died. So that means when he lost his junk, he couldn't even get his cum out, you know?
No. It was done.
We've been talking seriously about this movie for like the last 30 minutes. So I figured we'd really break down our real concerns about this movie, which is the fact that he didn't get to cum in this movie at all.
No.
Like, look at that beautiful man behind you. Don't you think he deserves a break? Don't you think he deserves some rest and relaxation?
He did.
You think he was coming while he was riding that motorcycle?
That's the only way.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's the only way. That's
how it. Would he? How would he look like when he's coming in that suit?
He would have the
what would it sound like?
Smile at the end. What's your name, son?
Murphy.
Murphy.
And I just came.
Yeah. There you go.
Dead or alive, I'm coming all over you.
Kinnaman didn't hit that pose like the RoboCop behind. He didn't hit a pose.
And no. Yeah, I have the Dark Horse comics artwork behind me. That shit is just fucking, that's just classic. That's just tried and true right there.
Yeah. That deserves an entire wall dedicated to it.
Doesn't it though?
Yeah.
doesn't it? Like a whole wall dedicated to RoboCop.
Yeah.
You know? Do you remember those action figures? I had the glow-in-the-dark guy.
I remember the RoboCop action figures, yeah.
They came with like
I didn't need one, though. I didn't need one.
You didn't need one?
No.
I needed one. Because they came with caps. Remember caps? And you'd roll them into the back of the figure. So then it would hammer down and it would make the caps explode while he's shooting his gun.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah, I remember. Oh, yeah, I remember caps.
Totally safe. Totally safe for kids.
Yeah.
They would not make that shit now. That shit would never
they
even leave.
They don't have caps today. I had a whole 9mm. I had a 9mm.
Right?
And it came with caps.
Pop, 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 I mean,
today, that gun will probably get me arrested. That toy gun would get me arrested today.
Oh, it would get you in trouble.
Yeah, my only saving grace with that toy gun is that it was painted red at the very tip.
At the very tip.
Like a toy. Other than that, I could probably go into a...
Don't say 7-Eleven.
A Wells Fargo right now and say, give me all your goddamn money.
Yeah. And then at the last second say, I'm just kidding, it's a toy. It's a toy. And nothing bad would happen to you.
Yeah, nothing. Not today.
No, not today. Not in the 21st century.
Not during these times.
You could put on your, I don't know, Under Armour hoodie and just fucking a black hoodie and just run through the streets with that gun and nothing bad would happen.
Right. While I'm wearing a surgical mask.
Right, right. Put the surgical mask on, pull the hoodie up. You know.
Just being COVID safe.
Oh, and he's gone. He left. He left the building.
And that's Joel Kinnaman.
See, now if you laugh or lean back, you're just completely gone. See? You do one of these. Whoa!
Just yeah. I just fall into Joel's hand, loving tattooed arms.
Right, you just roll back in there. That is fantastic.
See, I mean, you can't see him as a superhero at all. Like I said, when I pitched the Batman idea to you, I remember you saying, "Fuck no, you don't."
It was blasphemy. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
But then you saw Suicide Squad and.
I think he's a great Rick Flag. I don't think he's a Batman. I don't see it.
He's not a Batman.
Don't get me wrong. He's tall. He's strong. Like he's got the physique to be, like you said, a superhero. He should be. It's a miracle. It's a miracle he hasn't been plucked and put into tights and a cape. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got the physique. But for Bruce Wayne, I don't know. He's just not. He's not there for me. He's not there for me for that.
Because he kind of looks like Hank. Cavill to me a little bit.
Really? I mean, I'm looking at him right now. He's giving me more, I don't know. For the folks at home listening that are not watching this, obviously, just pull up a picture of Joel Kinnaman. Just Google image Joel Kinnaman. You know? Sexy Joel Kinnaman, you might even get.
He doesn't give you a little Hank.
I don't see the Hank.
He looks like The Witcher.
No, I don't buy that.
You don't buy it.
I don't buy that. I don't even see how Hank looks like the guy they picked for the new Superman. People are saying that, how David corn syrup?
Cornball.
Stupid cornball. You have to go all the way back to the office and get Bruce Wayne's script. And by script, I mean Max's speech.
I don't know if it's something mentally with me, but my movie reference, if you say a word and it goes with something, I'm going to just keep going with it.
Well, I mean, that's exactly how it is. I mean, very few people are initiated, you know, right. And if you don't know kids, you goose. Okay. And it's always the most obscure line too, you know, but that Kinnaman, I mean, every time I look at him, I just think Rick Flagg,
right.
You know, but I liked him in Arben Carver, altered carbon. Arben Carver?
He's done he has a few, I don't know if you would say low budget, but he has like not big box office movies as well. I remember he was like this former hitman for either Russian mafia or something, and he had to go to prison.
The Informant.
Was it the Informant?
It was something maybe about an informant, but there's a Bryan Cranston Informant movie too that's really good.
Yeah,
if you haven't seen that, you should watch that too.
But even in low budget arenas, like he gives it, you know,
Don't you love a good low budget arena sometimes?
Yeah, I love it.
I mean, they don't make movies the way they used to make movies anymore. And I think that's what these movies, these remakes, they try to recapture, not to say that the original RoboCop was low budget, but it certainly was compared to today's standards. And I would say even the Total Recall, the original, was under budget in terms of what the remake probably cost. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like we spend so much fucking money on these new movies now. Like, that goddamn Indiana Jones was $300 million to make. Mm. How much of that was just paying fucking Harrison Ford, you know?
At least a quarter.
At least a quarter, right? Or the fucking Rock, like, you know, getting mad that the Black Adam bomb. Well, dude, your fucking salary alone was probably like 80 mil.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you're right. I feel like the low budget, that's the way to make a movie. Like that first Deadpool, I think it was like 50 mil. And even that seems obscene, but by today's standards, that's under budget, you know? Do you really need a whole lot of money to fucking make a RoboCop movie? I feel like you don't.
Like, who would you like to see do a low budget film? Of all your A-list actors right now, who would you like to see do a low budget film
getting back to grassroots
and Gibson does. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean. Like a $5 movie bin.
Right.
Who would you like to see? Because I got to tell you, you know, your boy Kinnaman, he's in this new movie, like Sympathy for the Devil with Nicolas Cage.
Right.
I think I sent you the trailer.
Looking forward to that.
It looks fucking good, man.
Yeah.
Like it looks like it's shot in like two spots mm-hmm. with like, you know, a handful of dialogue. Kinnaman's in a car. Nicolas Cage gets in the car behind him and hijacks the car. But shit like that, I mean, there's a lot to be said for movies like that, you know, like where it's just two guys in a car and dialogue. And
like, for me, I would like to see that Pascal do a low budget film.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's good.
I wouldn't mind seeing, I don't know, he's had a bit of a resurgence and a comeback, but I wouldn't mind seeing Keaton just do like a gnarly low budget guy.
Mm, okay. You know?
Maybe him and like, maybe him, Kurt Russell and Costner in a low budget, like crime thriller kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
All those old timers.
Wait a minute. Well, what was Highwayman then? Cause Costner and Harrelson.
That was like a Netflix guy.
Was that low
yeah.
budget or was that big time?
No, that was, it wasn't big time, but it was standard operating procedure.
Time. Just the standard.
Just your standard. Yeah, I feel like a lot of those Netflix original productions, like I'm talking like a Tubi, like for you to go on Tubi exclusive.
Yeah.
$5 bin or even going right to Prime. I feel like if you're not a Prime original, but you just land on Prime because you're so fucking like Lionsgate, like Sound of Freedom, low budget.
Okay.
Have you been tracking on that nonsense?
No.
That Jim Caviezel, man, he's left the reservation.
Hmm.
He has left the reservation. He played Jesus, folks, and then something happened. We don't know what. We'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. But that's what I like. I like guys that have chops that show up in movies. I'll be honest. I feel like Gary Oldman does that shit, too. I feel like Gary Oldman pops up in things, mm-hmm. but he really has no business being in.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like when you see Bob Hoskins and fucking Unleashed with Jet Li, you know, and you're like, okay, what's going on here? You know, mm-hmm. Bob Hoskins is just giving it his all, you know,
so things that don't match.
Yeah. And I feel like you got a little bit of that with this movie, like this movie, fuck, we didn't even talk about it, but Samuel L. Jackson.
Right. He didn't belong in this shit.
He did not belong in this movie, but he kind of sells it. He crushes it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he plays a great, like a Bill O'Reilly type.
Bill O'Reilly, right.
You know? The way he's like cutting off the senator and changing the narrative and tells America to stop whining, you know, mm-hmm. that's great. All that's great. And I think, like I said, I think the first 30 minutes of this, first 30 to 40, it's pretty fucking solid.
Mm-hmm.
But then towards the end.
Not action packed, but it's a solid cop movie, I guess.
It's PG-13 too, which doesn't
help. PG-13, right.
Shouldn't this be R?
What would have made it R? I don't know.
More,
I thought it was because you did. We get some fucks. Did we get some fuck words.
We got a bleeped out motherfucker, and then even the violence was just him shooting robots. There was no He didn't kill enough people.
Right.
He should have murdered some people.
Right.
And there was nobody that like got covered in acid and was like, "Help me. Get off me, man."
Get off me, man.
Yeah. You didn't have a Ray Wise. You didn't have a Kirkwood Smith playing the legendary Clarence Boddicker.
That's what they were going for. Anyway. They didn't want to go toe for toe with 87.
They didn't have to, but they could have given us a little bit more juice. Like, even Michael Keaton is great, but his villain shift at the end is like very quick. Like, he starts off as like a legitimate business guy who's just trying to put robots and on the streets and make some money. And he's selling a RoboCop. But when the doctor's like, "Yo, don't pick this candidate because he's fucking insane," they're like, "Oh yeah, you know what? Keep looking." Mm-hmm. So then the shift at the end where he's like pointing a gun at the wife, it's like, "God damn, you're like a villain all of a sudden." Like,
right, it's shift. Okay, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I guess that's why I saw it one time and I never went back to it. But then I'm rewatching it and fucking Rorschach shows up and he's fucking. He's like, he's training him and he's like showing him the shit in the warehouse and they're shooting robots and he's great. He even says, "I wouldn't buy that for a dollar."
They gave you tidbits back then when you went to go watch it. I think you just had your blinders on at that point.
I think I had my blinders on. I think I saw it thinking it was going to be shitty. It wasn't shitty. Then I left it alone for like almost 10 years. Then watching it again at home.
A shitty taste. And then the after effects was that you never gave Joel Kinnaman a chance after that.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
For years, I've been wondering. And then I watched him in Altered Carbon, and I really liked him.
Right.
He's good at playing cops, isn't he?
He's a good cop.
He's a good dirty cop, too.
And astronaut.
When was he an astronaut?
In For All Mankind, Apple TV Plus.
Oh, okay. I got to find it. Okay.
Third season up now, streaming.
You getting those residuals from Apple Plus?
I have to do what I can. The backgrounds are pretty expensive.
They are pretty expensive, and I know you were promoting. You were promoting AMC theaters for a while too. So
to the moon,
to the moon, to the moon, to the moon. Don't you think we could? Like, isn't it now? And I don't want to sound too quote unquote, you know what? But aren't we ready for a female RoboCop now? It's 2023. Aren't we ready for a woman RoboCop?
No.
Think about it. With the breastplate and everything.
I don't want her menstruating when she has to take out villains. So no.
Hold on now. But think about the sex appeal. You know, we give her like breastplates and everything.
What sex appeal?
We put nips on the breastplates, you know?
Okay, but you're not going to get any flesh.
It doesn't. No, but it starts off with some flesh. We see her as a cop.
Where are you going to get flesh if you put a female RoboCop in there?
Okay, we see like a, I don't know, give me a type. We see like a Kathy Ireland type, you know, because I'm 55 like, years old.
I'm looking at RoboCop right now. Sex appeal you could give me with a woman is you take the black stuff off the abdomen, off the abdomen of RoboCop, and you just give it a female belly button.
Well, fine, okay.
As much as that's all you want to see?
Fine, give me a midriff. Tell you what.
You're going to get midriff.
Crop the ass, right? How about instead of assless chaps, assless RoboCop legs, right? So we get the.
So you want to see midriff, and you want to see
butt cheeks. The butt cheeks were salvaged.
Okay.
The butt cheeks were salvaged. Wouldn't that be hot? Like assless chaps, just making hanging out.
No, I want this motherfucker to do some action shit. I'm just not looking to fuck. I want to see this motherfucker work.
She can still do action. She's doing splits. She's doing, you know, she's doing all kinds of stuff. And then one of her arms goes like, "Go, go, gadget, hand slap," you know, and like a fucking hand flies off the thing. That would be badass too. I want to see upgrades to the suit where the iron, where it's like Iron Man, where the hands just like fire off the suit. Come on. Wouldn't that be dope?
I don't want to see a female RoboCop.
Okay. Well, I want to see it. If you're out there listening.
She'll be wearing lipstick, huh?
Yes, lipstick. Absolutely. And I want the hair coming out of the helmet.
Oh, she has to have long hair. She has to have that bat.
Yeah, long curly. Long curly like Sigourney Weaver hair, like out of Ghostbusters 2. Just fucking coming out the helmet, you know. Can somebody draw this? Anybody out there listening that can draw us our female RoboCop so we can
a female RoboCop.
Yeah, her name's Alexis Murphy. Okay, Alexis Murphy.
I knew you was going to say that. Yeah.
You know, not Alexa, but Alexis. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ooh, we make her black too, you know, and she's got the curly hair coming out, and then her ass is hanging out. We got the midriff. We got nips on the suit, just like the Batman suit.
I see it now.
Now you're seeing it, right?
It could possibly work.
Now you're getting hard. Listen. Instead of come with me if you want to live. Wait a minute, that's Terminator. Just kidding. Instead of dead or alive, you're coming with me. She goes, we have blood to spare. Oh, come on. Come on. Or maybe she just says the line because she's not Proxima Midnight. Mm. How about we give her the Proxima Midnight voice? Whoever did the voice of Proxima Midnight does the voice of Alexis Murphy.
Now you have my attention.
Right?
Now you have my attention.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me. Right. Oh, come on. Come on, I'm getting hard just thinking about it.
I mean, I see some good adaptations of what a female RoboCop would look like.
Are you looking right now?
I'm looking right
now. Seriously? I didn't even know that was a thing. Put one up so I can see.
It's a thing.
Put one up so I can see. Make it your background.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do this one then. Let's do this one.
Okay. We're looking here, folks. He's looking at female RoboCops.
Okay.
He's going to put one up because I think we got something. I think we might have some gold here. I mean,
I think you might like this one.
Think I might like this one, huh?
I think you might like this one.
Oh, you think I might like this one, huh? We're gonna have to share this clip with the kamikaze so they can see. We're talking female RoboCops.
Man, you tell me.
Ooh,
what
hey
you
there.
Think?
Is that AI? Is that for real?
That is for real.
Somebody's cosplaying that shit?
Yeah.
That's pretty dope. I just need look at those hips. Move your hips this way. When I be leaving, she tell me to stay.
So you just basically turned the top into a bikini top.
We did a little bit of that.
Looks like they slimmed the neck.
They gave it a bust. They gave her a little bit of a bust. Okay, I like how she's pouting. Her lips are out there.
She's gonna look like Ex Machina. That's what she's gonna look.
Ooh,
like.
Ooh, how great was that movie? How great was that movie?
Ex Machina is 10/10 for me.
Oof, Alicia Vikander.
It didn't do as good as it should, but
no.
it's you know.
But this goes back to what we were saying earlier, and I think what started this whole idea to do this movie tonight and to pull the kamikazes was we have a lack of original content, and that sir, I mean, think about it, that's original content right there.
I mean, we had nothing but original content in the 80s.
That's what I'm saying, but I'm saying now,
right.
It's
hard to come by.
It's hard to come by.
That creator is going to bring a lot of folks back to the movies.
I think so. I hope so. My hope is that it does really, really, really fucking well. I mean, Ex Machina did really well. It had great reviews.
Right.
And that guy is Alex Garland. He's the guy that went on to do, he did Dread. And he didn't try to do a remake or nothing. He just did his own adaptation. And the guy that's doing the creator, he did Rogue One. So you get these great visionary storytellers, and you put them in a different playground with different toys, and they tell these great fucking stories. We need like some of these motherfuckers to do a RoboCop movie, or we just need a more original content.
Right.
That's why I think a female RoboCop would be like another interesting way of telling the story.
But you can't call a RoboCop then if you want to be original.
Yeah, I guess you change. So you're saying we just do we ditch the suit design. We just do a female robo police officer, but we can't call a RoboCop.
I mean, basically, any way you transform a police officer into a cyborg, they're going to be called robo something. So you can't mess with that. It's over with. You can't mess with it.
So I have a movie that I've been thinking about doing for a while now. It's called Robo Geisha.
Chomo.
Some parts of the world it's called. Can you lay that one on me again, sir?
Robo Chomo. Call it in my eyes. Top
Tell
five
me.
SNL skits ever in my life. How molesting robot.
If you don't know kids, you googs, but just don't type in all of that.
But yeah, so you're saying
Jomo. There's a movie. I don't know if you pronounce it Geisha or Geisha.
Geisha.
I think it's Geisha. But Robo Geisha is a movie that my sister, God rest her soul, she gave me. I have it on DVD. It's still in a box somewhere in my possession. I've never watched it. I guess I've always kind of been a little afraid to watch it. She just got it for me because it's so absurd. And she knew my obsession with female robots. So it's essentially a geisha that's a robot and fights other robo geishas. And it just
she's an assassin.
It's Japanese and it looks insane.
Ah.
That's all I can say. It's okay. Subtitled and everything. So I think that deserves a in-person visit of if you have a DVD player.
Of course.
And we should do that at some point. Because talk about, you know, just speaking of original content, I mean, that's what we should probably start doing instead of watching all the shit that's just remakes. And you and I should just redirect this podcast to watching only original content. Mm-hmm. Even if it's horrible, even if it's like, you know, what other cop movies are like Maniac Cop? Remember Maniac Cop?
No, because why did Cocaine Bear do so well?
Because it was original.
It's original.
Yeah.
As absurd as it was,
right?
People like that shit.
They like that. People are tired, you know, of like, because I think we've seen some cool stories based on comic books over the years. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed The Flash. I'm not taking anything away from The Flash. But there were moments of The Flash where I was like, you know, I've seen this before.
Right.
You know, so I think like if you give me an original story, you know, I'm in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, give me an original story, not an origin story.
Right. Like I'm watching Oppenheimer Sunday. I could read some history books. I could read a biography on Oppenheimer. Mm-hmm. Or I could let Nolan just fucking take me to another world for 2 hours.
Nolan is going to take me to that world I've been imagining this whole
right.
time.
Right.
Because I watched the documentaries on Oppenheimer, and that's why I'm so damn interested on how Nolan's going to tell this shit. And the way Murphy, the clips I've seen of Murphy, how he's immersed himself into this character.
He's talking about Killian Murphy, not Alex Murphy.
Not Alexis Murphy.
I really thought for a second you were going to draw parallels with Oppenheimer and Alex Murphy. Like, and the way Murphy, you know, is a cop who becomes a robo cop is much like Oppenheimer becoming
a fucking nuclear bomb.
Right. Yeah. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with a whimper.
Because Nolan gets it.
Nolan gets it. Which, by the way,
all this stuff is original stuff.
By the way, he was asked if he would ever do a James Bond movie, and he said it would be an absolute delight. Could you see that happening in our lifetime? Yes. Would it be incredible and amazing?
Yes.
I mean, if anybody's going to do a fucking Bond movie,
is Nolan
with Kinnaman. But Kinnaman wouldn't do British. He could not do British. You know, Kinnaman. Look, I love you, but Kinnaman would roll up there and be like, "I'm Bond, James Bond. What's up?"
Kinnaman can do it.
He would give it that slow nala. He'd be like, "Kinnaman, I'm Bond. I'm Bond, James Bond." Even his Rick Flag is like, "I'm from around the way," because like that's his way of doing. If you listen to him in interviews, he's like, "I guess my first break in Hollywood."
It is so different. His voice is so different.
But then he does American. He's like, "Nah, man.
Nah, we're, man."
He's so chill. I think that's why you like him. He's so chill. Mm-hmm. Like his BPM is probably like, I don't know, 60, 55.
What's the old boy from Lee Pace? Lee Pace.
Lee Pace. Interesting. That is a deep cut, sir. I commend you for that.
Yeah.
We haven't seen Lee Pace since he fucking donned Ronan's mask.
Actually, he's in the Foundations.
Oh, he's in the
Apple TV Plus. Season 2 streaming.
Season soon. 2 streaming. Do I need to watch The Foundation, or is it too much like Dune?
To me, I like it. To you me, like it made sense. I liked it.
What is it again? Like people living for hundreds of years?
Right. And they're under this regime or empire where it's a clone that he's created every few hundred years or whatever. And
They rule the galaxy.
And his name is Empire.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. His name is Empire. Oh, you told me that. Yeah, you like that shit. You like that shit.
Love that shit. Because
his name
whenever
is
he
Empire.
Came into the room, and this is Lee Pace, he's the character. Mm-hmm. Whenever he came into the room, they were just like, Empire. And I'm like, what the fuck?
That makes your dick hard.
Oh, God.
Kind of like when a man...
Women call you Empire.
Empire. Especially Empire. When they're coming too.
Especially when you're just about to jerk in their jaw, you know?
Jerk in their jaw. Not calling you umpire. Empire.
Empire. That's, but yeah, he's
umpire would mean something different.
He's in Foundation.
Okay.
Lee Pace. Lee Pace as your new James Bond in your Nolan film.
In your new... That's not a horrible pick.
You like Lee
Pace. That's a pretty good pick.
I'm just going off of that and
I'm still on the Idris train personally.
The Hobbit character. They'll never have.
Yeah. I know, but I'm still on it. I'm still on the train.
You can stay on the train. Nobody.
I'm still on the train of thought, you know.
Right. It's still running.
It's still running. It's always running.
It's not going to a station.
Because somewhere in a parallel universe, he's already done two Bond movies.
Yeah. He's only gonna go as far as Lufa.
That was really good, actually. Do that again. That was really good. The way you transition, it's only going to go as far as Luther.
You know, he's only going to go as far as Luther.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors up. Oh, man. Yeah. That Kinnaman.
Joel
Kinnaman. That Kinnaman is Bond. I don't know.
Like, he has the look.
He has the look, and he's got the body, some body.
He's got the body.
He's got the charm.
Yeah.
Just don't
He's
see
got
him doing...
it all. Stop fucking around with
I just,
him.
I just
he has it all. Stop just, fucking with him.
I just don't he see says, a British accent.
Jesus. What is your deal with this guy?
I don't know. I don't see it.
You don't like him.
I like him and I don't like him. He's too smug. Look at that smug look on his face. Look at that. Get out of here. Hollywood doesn't owe you anything.
Oh, man. Hollywood owes him everything.
No, I don't know about that.
6'2 blonde Swede.
What about Cavill? Cavill got left in the dirt. We need to get Cavill more shit.
And his short arms.
He's got short arms.
He's got short arms.
Kinnaman's got more reach. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, Kinnaman has reach.
He's probably taller than Cavill, isn't he?
Who's a better actor? Who's a better actor? Kinnaman or Cavill? And you better fucking tell me why.
I honestly,
what the
I
hell
feel
did
like,
Cavill do in Man of Steel that makes you want
honestly, I feel like they're the same. I feel like now I see what you're saying. They are kind of the same guy. Like they show up, they're good looking, and they deliver some lines, but it's not like, I mean, Cavill, yeah, he's that guy. He just shows up and he's the good guy.
Right, because in my eyes, his best character is The Witcher. I feel like he puts his all into The Witcher.
I feel
There's
like
no way you can tell me.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Best when he's in Man of Steel.
No, he is 100% in The Witcher. Because even the wife and I were watching that, and she's not like immersed in the world like we are. But she's like, he's really giving it his all in this show.
He is
like, he goes home, plays the games or whatever the fuck it is, and then builds a computer, paints his little role-playing tin soldiers, and then comes on the set the next morning, puts on the wig, and he is the Witcher, you know.
And he's ready to go as Geralt.
And he's ready to go. He probably goes home with the wardrobe, and they're like, sir, you got to leave that here because we're not done shooting. And he goes home like with the props and the, yeah. No, he gives it his all, for sure. I 100% agree with you. But I think now I'm seeing what you're saying about him and Kinnaman being like the same guy, like they show up.
I think they're all the same guy. I think they're the same guy.
They like their acting style is very similar.
Right.
You know, like Kinnaman's very good at playing the steady, like, What's up? No, I'm a cop. I've been on the beat. Now I'm a detective. And what's up? Now, here's how we're going to do, or the military type. Here's how we're going to do it. The LZ is hot. We're coming in hot, you know, and he's going to talk real, real close. He's going to be in the mix. And then Cavill's very good at showing up and being British, you know, or like trying not to be British. I actually love Cavill in that Fallout, though, when he has the mustache and he's in that bathroom scene with Cruz. But he's just brawling. Yeah.
You like how he just ruffles his shirt a little bit.
I like that shit. I like that shit. Yeah. I like his bad guy too. He's got a good bad guy.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm gonna say I'm not shitting on Cavill. Cavill is a good actor. I'm just saying I think they're the same person.
No, I think they got a very similar style to approaching their craft.
Yeah.
You know.
And I like Kinnaman and stuff. Like anything Kinnaman does, I'm with it.
You stop and watch.
I stop and watch. Like when you send me that Nicolas Cage and that upcoming movie, the Devil's Sympathy shit, I am on that bus already.
Well, I'm gonna watch it just for Nicolas Cage's overacting.
Yeah, I'm on that bus already.
Because there's some scenes in that trailer where he's just yelling at a random guy, and I'm like, this looks insane. And I, again, I've said it before, I'll say it a million times over. I can never tell if Nicolas Cage is like a horrible actor or like the most brilliant actor of all time. Because of his choices and like his delivery, he's just done some crazy shit.
Because I mean, that Renfield is a good go.
Is it a good go? I haven't seen it yet.
It's a good go.
I need to watch it.
Yeah.
I need to watch it.
Yeah, have a good time.
Apparently, I need to catch up on some Apple Plus. I need to watch Renfield. What is going on with all these goddamn Yellowstone spinoffs? Are they worth watching at all?
I have to get into that too.
I don't know. I mean, I like a good Western.
I'm about to jump into Yellowstone myself.
I feel like I don't even want to fuck with the original anymore.
And you're pretty much behind. We're what? I think that's
four or five seasons.
They're five seasons in.
Think I stopped after like the second season of Yellowstone. And now there's like two spinoff shows and another one coming.
Because the one I know about is the one with Indiana Jones.
Yeah, and then there's an 1883 one, like an even older one.
Yeah, that's one. The one.
Oh, is that the
same
one?
No, it's not. You're right. It's another one.
Okay. Because there's a Sam Elliott one that's like 1883.
Right.
That one I'll probably watch. Like straight Western.
You like that Sam Elliott?
Yeah, I love that Sam Elliott, man.
I like that Sam Elliott.
Kinnaman could do a Western.
Leave us alone, Wyatt. Come here, Ally, baby. Got one good arm to hug you with.
Oh, man, that voice.
Oh, that tombstone.
That Ghost Rider.
I think that's the only thing I know pretty much I'm good with him from is Tombstone.
You don't like him in I love him in Born a Star. He plays Bradley Cooper's brother. Oh man. Oh, you never got to that?
Why the fuck would I get to that?
Why would I say Born a Star? I think it's a star is born. What am I, Yoda?
Star is born, yeah. Why would I jump into that? How did you jump into that?
I watched it with the wife in the theater, man.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got dragged into it.
I got dragged to hell. I didn't actually get dragged. I wanted to see it.
You wanted to see that.
I love movies about musicians, anything with that. Like I told you, I watched that show on Prime with the musician couple.
I still got to get to that.
That shit was good. Like I love anything. Right? He's a guitar player, singer, and then they bring this musician into the mix, and then all the shit breaks loose. They have, you know, it's kind of loosely based on Fleetwood Mac a little bit.
Oh, this is not the drummer.
This is Daisy. No, you're talking about. Are you talking about the drummer movie where he goes deaf?
Yeah, he's deaf. Right.
That shit is badass.
Yeah,
that shit's really good. But that's a similar story. Musician, and he has to like end up I think he gets sober at one point. So that's a whole other thing.
Okay.
But yeah, no. I like stories like that, especially when there's like singing and crap and like that Gaga. You know, she's got pipes, man. And Bradley Cooper sings in it; he's really good too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good movie.
Okay.
But that goes back to our point. That's another remake. In fact, that was like the third or fourth remake of that movie. Like it's an old movie. The original was a black and white. I can't remember who's in the original, but then after that, it was remade with like Chris Christopherson and Barbara Streisand.
Ah.
And then it got remade again. And then this is the most recent reiteration.
Hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. You know? But yeah, any movie where there's a singer and he or she, they get big, they get swept up in the fucking fame. I'm into that shit. I like that shit. You know, The Fall from Grace, you know,
never would drugs, have
thought. Women, you know,
Sex, lies, drugs, and videotape.
There, but for the grace of God, go I, you know. I feel like I could have easily gotten on a bus at 18 and ended up in a porn or a ditch or sucking somebody's dick.
Oh. But...
Nothing, huh? That's the show, kids. No, but we gotta rate this thing. Let's rate RoboCop.
To me, it's still it's a solid 7.
Again, with the ratings, we have Call It a Work good, Movie Theater good, Home Video good, Sick with the Flu good, Catch It on Cable good. I'm all fucked up.
It's definitely home video for me.
I think it's a home video. Think it's a home video. I think it's above Catch It on Cable, but below Movie Theater good.
Because I don't see it in circulation as much on cable anyway. Where else am I going to catch it aside from the Prime, the Tubi, and Pluto?
Yeah, I think there's some fun things in it. I don't know. I wish it was a little bit more visceral, more violent, more action-packed, I guess. You know? Because, I mean, that 87 RoboCop where he's in the warehouse killing all those motherfuckers.
Yeah.
That scene is still amazing to me to this day. I can rewatch that scene again and again. The score is blaring. People are falling over railings. He's so slow.
He targeted everybody.
But he's
everybody.
He is not moving fast. He's going slow through that.
He's just spinning in place.
And nobody can shoot because they're all high on cocaine. It's so good, you know. And just the lead up to that scene. Come on, Sal. Tigers are playing tonight. Never miss a game. Don't have any of those moments, you know?
No.
We needed a cocaine shootout scene. I thought we were going to get it because they show like a meth house or something that he's about
to watch. I know, but it was just full of robots.
Just full of robots. That's how they got that PG-13. The studio wanted a PG-13 to get more people in seats.
You really think so? You think?
Oh, yeah. I read about that.
Get people in seats.
I read that they were nervous about making it R. And in fact, I also read that the director kept coming to them with different ideas and the studio kept shutting it down. They wanted it to be more straightforward. There was supposed to be, this version was supposed to be like more horror-esque, which I think there is some horror stuff in there, like with the body and he sees it and he freaks out and it's just his lungs. And like, that would be horrifying. Like, I think you feel the horror of him realizing he's in this machine. Cause at one point he's like, just kill me, doc. Just like kill me. I don't want to be alive. Like that's fucking dark. You know, Murphy in 87 just wakes up and he's like, he's ready to fight some crime, you know?
Because they reprogrammed his ass.
Yeah. So this is like a different take on it. And that's what I appreciate about it more as a film. It's like more in depth, which is why I think it deserves a home video good. But it's like the sequel we deserve, but not the one we need right now. You know what I mean?
Is it a sequel?
Well, it's the remake we deserved, but not the one we need right now.
Do you think they'll do it again?
We should. I think RoboCop should get want to see one more again. Try.
One more try.
A couple years ago, what's his name? The guy who did Elysium and District 9.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Chappie, great visionary director. Forgot his fucking name. No.
I can see that.
He was in talks to do a RoboCop movie, and it was going to be brutal. It was going to be like a continuation. Peter Weller and everybody was going to come back. There was going to be like a continuation, basically like instead of Old Man Logan, like an Old Man RoboCop. You know,
see, but that
showing,
can work. That could work
because that can work. That makes more sense than the Terminator
shit. Right.
You know?
Right.
And it was just going to be like, you know, Peter Weller's old head in the fucking RoboCop suit, and they were going to fucking do it.
Right.
And then it fell through the cracks, you know, so.
That's the same thing I want to say that can happen with, you know, let's bring it all the way back. A Batman. Don't start over.
Just give me Keaton.
Just give me Keaton or give me an old Bruce Wayne at this point. Right.
Training what? Training Damian, training a Nightwing, training.
Training some bitch. It doesn't matter.
Just some bitch. Oh, man.
Right. And then you have it. The Logan effect.
The Logan effect.
Right.
You wouldn't do a recast of this movie and just do a whole new cast. You would like to see, and same with Batman. You just want to say, no, just give me the people you got in those roles and then bring me new people for the other roles.
And you talking about RoboCop or we talking about Batman?
I don't know. We're talking about them both.
Okay. No. If you're going to do a RoboCop again, bring back Weller.
Yeah. Before bring he back dies. Weller.
Right. Before he goes. And then we'll go from there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you need another Ed 209?
I need another Ed 209.
An improved one, right? Like a Super right. Shredder version.
Right. Let's call him Ed 309 at this
point. I fucking love it. Sir, you just got $5 million for that addition to the script. That was fantastic.
Right, right. If I could go back in the 80s and figure out how to build an actual Ed 209.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be my purpose at that point.
I would have liked that. That nobody would steal my lunch money, you know. Yeah, I'd have definitely 209, not. You know.
Definitely not. And I would make a way for him to go downstairs.
Right. You'd come up with a new and improved design that would enable him to go downstairs without that goddamn tripod effect.
You know.
But he'd have to still growl. We want that growl. When he's
you have 10 seconds to comply.
Right,
that Dick Jones boy, he was a bastard.
Oh, he's a real bastard. Ronnie Cox, bastard.
Like Bob Morton had a good ass machine with RoboCop, but that
you just fucked with the wrong bull. Grabs the hair. He says, "You just he puts his hand up. He's like, you just."
Fucked
with the wrong bull. I'm just doing a little bit of a flex here. You know. And then Bob Moore just goes, fuck out of here, man. The testosterone is going through the roof in this movie. And let's not forget when Porta.
That is one of my favorite scenes.
The one dude pees on himself just to get out of there.
Right. Fucking Dick Jones just came into the Dick bathroom. Dick Jones
just came out of the stall. Didn't even wash his hands. Just dropped the deuce, came out. I was like, you just fucked with the wrong. Yeah. And he's like, get off me, man.
Oh.
And that's life in the big city.
That's life in the big city. Life in the Delta City.
Life in the Delta
Jesus.
City. Jesus. Horrible, right?
Horrible.
Whew. That's why, folks, no matter where you're doing, no matter where you're doing, no matter where you're going, no matter what you're doing, it could always be worse. It could always, always, always be worse.
Always look under that stall before you start talking shit.
100%. But before you start talking shit about any dick, just look under that stall, okay?
Look under that stall.
Because you never know.
Because they didn't. They just went in there.
They just went in there talking shit.
Bob Morton just went in there talking shit.
Right.
About this new shit he got on the streets.
Other people knew he was in there, so they started rolling as soon as he said.
Rolling out. Right. Dick Johnson had dropped.
You didn't put two and two together?
He dropping 5 or 6 turds because he's stressed.
Right. He is a sweet old man, isn't he? He's not going to be around forever. But there was respect. What?
Can I get the singing one more time? You just
because he puts his hand up like he's gonna caress his cheek almost.
And Bob let him do it. You let him do it.
Bob looks in his eye and he goes, "You just fucked with the wrong bull." And he had a good head of hair, just like mine.
He did have a good head.
It was like sticking up, just like that too. That Miguel Fierro, man, rest in peace.
Rest his soul.
God rest his soul. And Ronnie Cox. Actually, no, I think Ronnie Cox is still with us.
Oh, Ronnie Cox is still kicking.
He's still kicking, huh?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
He's just being a bastard to somebody.
Just somebody. He probably is a good guy in real life.
I know. He probably is a great guy. With a name like Ronnie Cox.
Oh.
Probably hangs out in South Carolina, Charleston or some shit.
I know we're at the end of the show, but Ronnie Cox had one hell of a career in the mid-80s.
Hell of a career, man. Beverly Hills, that RoboCop.
Total Recall.
Like Captain America in the 90s?
And Captain America. Jesus, what a run. What a run.
And I feel like most of his shit was probably in the 80s and 90s to our knowledge, but he probably had a long career before that. But I just, he looks like one of those guys that probably, he probably was in like fucking Gunsmoke and shit.
That's what I was just thinking.
Like Remington Steele or I don't know.
Right, he probably did one gig on Love Boat.
Maybe Disney Channel. Who knows?
Yeah. He definitely was one of the Spaniards in Zorro.
Right. Definitely. At least one time. Joel Kinnaman wouldn't have anything on Ronnie Cox.
Nothing. Nothing. That's one thing that Joel Kinnaman can't do. A Ronnie Cox run.
He can't do a Ronnie Cox run. No. Nobody can do a Ronnie Cox run. Well, maybe Michael Ironside.
Who has done a Ronnie Cox run? Who has done a
I would say in today?
I would say Bryan Cranston.
I can see Bryan Cranston being. Was
Bryan Cranston too big?
Because of Breaking Bad, yeah.
Because of okay, all right.
You got to pick somebody who's shown up in a lot of movies, but not in like the lead role.
Okay, not you in know? The lead role.
Right, but just every time he shows up, you just love the fuck out of him. You know, like good character actors. You know.
Okay, that's one to think on. Then
that's one to think on. That should be a show: best character actors.
Right.
Guys that aren't guys and gals that aren't like front runners that just show up and they do a great turn in, you know.
Bill Paxton.
Rest in peace. Bill Paxton was the definitive character actor. Yeah, he was the main guy.
Bill Duke.
Bill Duke, another great character actor.
Yeah.
Don't forget Robert Davi.
Robert Davi. Robert Loggia.
Don't forget Robert Loggia. President, we got to get you out of here. How about Adam Baldwin? Yeah, remember? Is that glass bulletproof? No, sir. Adam Baldwin for the win. Not related to the Baldwin's kids.
Yeah.
I guess Billy Baldwin. No, he's not related. Donnie Baldwin showed up in Vampires for a good time.
Yeah.
James Wood has always been one of my favorite. He's even though he's a leading man, he's always been one of my favorite kind of undercurrent guys.
Right.
Every time he shows up in something, I love him. Oh, Louis Gossett Jr.
Louis Gossett, yeah.
Remember Digstown?
Right.
He was always a fun guy to show up.
Iron Eagle,
yeah. Apparently there was four of them. This is the show now. The show just evolves into us just naming fucking Michael Ironsides, Michael Baines.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Michael Rooker.
Madonna.
Mick Dundee. Tell me about him.
Tell me about him. Most of the folks I am thinking about are from the 80s anyway.
They are because that's when original shit was being made.
Right.
Louise Guzman. Always fun. Always fun.
There you go. That is a good one. Louise Guzman.
Yeah, because he's always a good time.
Yeah, right. That is a good one. And he's still going. Is he in Blue Beetle? I think he's in...
He should be.
I think he's in Blue Beetle.
If he's not, then Ortega should be.
Oh, that Ortega, huh?
Yeah, I love that on my tacos.
I believe they missed that opportunity with Blue Beetle to put that Ortega in there.
They missed a lot. They missed that opportunity to put Selma Hayek in there, too. In a Blue Beetle suit. I could have liked, you know.
In a Blue Beetle suit.
Yeah, those Totskis.
Mm.
Thanos, he wiped out all the population. Mm. But these are theories.
When the last time you took that ride right there? When the last time
Which
you
one?
Took
Which one? Which one? Eternals?
That Eternals ride.
I might go to sleep to it tonight.
Oh, man.
It's a good lullaby.
Even that's a hard sleep.
It's a hard sleep. It's hard because you want to watch parts of it, but then you're like falling asleep.
No, it's because I don't want to watch parts of it.
You don't like watching that Angelina Jolie mix? I kind of like watching
that shit. The best part of that is just the beginning, and then I'm done after that.
Once I see that Stark kid
shoot light from his eyes, I'm done.
Yeah, Icarus scenes, and I like the Angelina Jolie losing her mind scene.
Like the Angelina Jolie shit.
With her eyes go wide. And I just love seeing Selma Hayek in that suit, too.
Even though it was a short time.
It was a short time.
Yeah.
I haven't rewatched it since I saw it in theaters. I should go back through it again. Mm-mm. No?
If you like that, then you definitely like the Black Mirror stuff.
The newest season?
Yeah, with Selma Hayek.
I watched that first few episodes.
Okay.
I love that first episode. That first episode was great.
Something is happening to her voice, though. What is happening?
Something. She's getting older. That's all.
Is that older? I don't know. Yeah,
I think she's getting older.
Like it's getting deep.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, smoking cigarettes and, you know.
Oh, you think she's a smoker?
Oh, she smokes, yeah.
She's a smoker.
Oh, yeah. She smokes a long cigarette. She drinks her wine, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She does her Pilates, though, and then she gets in the pool.
Hmm.
Everything gets hot and moist.
Hmm. Selma Hayek, a smoker.
I'm just throwing it out there.
What do you think about it, Joel?
His face when you asked him that. Now his face is looking at me going, I don't think she's a smoker. I mean, I'm smiling because you guys are funny, but this is going to be the new thing.
You want me to keep Joel?
To keep Joel around. What do you think, Joel? Joel, thanks for coming. Listen, kids, if anything we said on this show made you ponder your existence, make you wonder why the hell we even bother to keep on putting out shows, just remember, at the end of the day, it's just fiction. That's why we do it. It's just fiction. And we gotta talk about fiction, because otherwise we're going to talk about, you know, Alan Greenspan and, you know, medical billing coding, you know, fucking, I don't know, the dark, hard truths and the predictions of Carl Sagan, you know. So we're gonna really wax rhapsodical on that stuff, or we'll talk about RoboCop. Which one would you rather have us do? I wish I could have a new enough about sports. We could even throw in some sports commentary every now and then. But
I definitely don't know anything about sports.
No, we sure as hell don't.
No.
Who did win the basketball championship? Is that still ongoing?
Can't even tell you.
is it the Dakota Silver Bullets or something?
You know,
Arizona Nuggets.
Like, that sounds just like Morgan right before he died. You know that thing they say about him?
Hmm.
I can't see a damn thing. Bill Paxton. It always comes back full circle.
Bill fucking Paxton. What a way to go, you know? I can't see a damn thing. I hope that when I do go, I see people that I know at the very last second, you know?
What if whenever you do go in the next 200 years, when you do go and the gates are opening up, it's all your favorite fictional characters welcoming you?
Bro, now we got to do a whole nother hour. Come on.
Just for the giggles and the shits.
Come on, what, man.
Fictional characters are welcoming you into the gates of heaven?
Who the fuck do you think is welcoming me?
Is it Bruce Wayne or is it Batman?
It's Batman. And he's in the black suit from 1989. And he gives me a hug.
Oh!
And then I feel another hand on my shoulder, and it's Chitara, and she gives me a hug. And it's the animated Chitara. You're looking around, and then she's there, you know. RoboCop is there, you know. You go to heaven, and Kinnaman's there.
That's all I need.
That's all you need. And he picks you up, you know, because I like to be picked up, so they pick me up.
He picks me up the same way.
It'd probably be a lot of
Lois.
It probably would be a lot of animated women in my heaven.
Just Jessica animated. Rabbit definitely welcomes you in.
Oh yeah, she's walking up, and you hear that. Ba-dun-da-da-da.
So basically, here's how I see your welcome in the heaven. It's gonna look like Toontown. It's gonna look like the ending of Roger Rabbit.
So your heaven is just Joel Kinnaman's welcoming arms behind you.
Yeah,
and my kingdom of heaven is just Toontown.
It's gonna be Toontown.
Toontown, darn you, smile. Smile, darn you. That's exactly what's gonna happen. And they're playing my song. What a way to go. As I don't go gently into that good night, I'm going to leave you with that thought. So thanks for listening. And it is just fiction.